I've been seeing some state associations have been taking on this name, image, likeness stuff, which is trickled down from basically the collegiate level. Now, we're not talking about the amount of money we've seen at the collegiate level, but we're seeing, you know, this name, image, likeness starting to gain some traction at the high school level across the country. Have there been discussions or conversations, or are you hearing anything in regards to that as it relates to here in Illinois?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've had discussion at the board level. And current governance for our membership would be related to our amateurism bylaw, which obviously was written long before NIL was even a thought. And so I think it's likely a time that we'll revisit that bylaw. And during the fall, we have our annual review of our bylaws, and anyone from our membership can bring forward changes. So I do anticipate that we'll get some more, somebody from our membership will bring some more specific language within that bylaw that will give our schools, the student athletes, some guidance related to the NIL. When it was adopted at the collegiate level, it was, you know, generally inevitable that that was going to push its way down to the high school, and it has rather quickly, actually. As you mentioned, a number of states have adopted some language. And so our process obviously requires that the membership weigh in on that. And so this fall is really the first time that we've had a chance to really navigate that. And so, again, I think we're going to have some discussion at our town meetings in November, and that will be followed up by, you know, potentially the membership agreeing to some language related to how NIL and amateurism, you know, where that line's going to fall for the student athletes in Illinois.
Now, is the I'm just curious, is the National Federation, what is their involvement? I'm assuming they probably like to see some uniform language, you know, kind of adopted by all 50 associations. Now, I think it's probably highly unlikely that, you know, that would happen, but will they probably be involved in some of these conversations, at least in terms of guidance?
Well, they will in terms of, you know, just providing information about what other states are doing and trying to, as states navigate, you know, they can provide that. You know, the Federation is unique, much different than the NCAA. The Federation just is a rules writing group, and they help kind of just provide some resources for state associations, but state associations hold full autonomy of how they go about conducting their high school sports and activities. And every state is unique, as you kind of mentioned. So the NFHS, while they may have some interest in how this may come about, that they really have no position to take necessarily, as states work with their member schools to decide what's best for them. Obviously, at this meeting I'm at here and meeting with other state association directors, we do that multiple times throughout the year for the purposes of just trying to share best practices. But at the end of the day, it's up to the member schools within that state association to determine what's best for the state. And so that's why, and you've seen different states adopt different language. And that will continue to happen related to NIL or, you know, any other new kind of topic or something that comes up. So, you know, even to consider something as easy as the number of basketball contests allowed to play in a given season, that varies significantly across the country. And so the way back in the early 1900s this was developed, the Federation just help pull together state association directors, just common, and really, as it continues today, helped establish national rules related to game playing. And that continues to be their primary responsibility, along with supporting states and helping gather states together just to share. And so that's the uniqueness of the National Federation, a little different than the NCAA. But it'll be our membership's decision about if and how we make any adjustments to like an NIL related bylaw.
Well, and you knew that it would be a discussion point just with a trickle down, but I know even the NCAA now, they're I think hearing the concern over the inequities, and I can't imagine what, you know, in terms of level playing field, what that could mean at the high school level. I'm assuming, you know, this is going to be kind of a delicate walk for a lot of people because, like I said, you know, some people may really benefit from an NIL and some schools may not. And what does that mean to, you know, the student athlete out there and the opportunity that he or she may have by going to one area compared to another area if NIL is in play? I mean, that's at the high school level, it'll be, I mean, that's one, I'm assuming that's really one of the key concerns that would have to be, you know, ironed out if, you know, truly is the Pandora's box is opened and we do it at the high school level.
No question. Your concern is significant. And I think that will be part of our discussion as we go around to the town meetings and speak to athletic directors and principals about any type of modification to that bylaw. It is incredibly challenging to think of what could, and as you mentioned, the NCAA continues to struggle. You know, they have two things at play, NIL and the transfer portal, which are, of course, very challenging for them. And so, yeah, we'll see how this plays out, but there'll be some interesting discussions, I think, come November as we bring some potential changes, and those would come from our membership for other schools to just kind of review and then determine what are next best steps.